breaking down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here with our overview of the charts, if you will, for the week of October 29th to November the 2nd. The hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio, are what we do, and talk about some of the issues as well and how they're being covered, some of the gossip from the world of talk radio, all that hot stuff. So, Michael, we start with the stories, then we'll talk about people, and then we'll really talk about people.
Oh, yeah, this is the hot stuff, and here it is. Number 10, National Football League action. Number 9, we had a World Series. At number 8, the former Penn State officials have been charged. At number 7, Iran's nuclear ambitions. At number 6, Obama's Secretary of Business proposal. At number 5, the Benghazi attack investigation. At number 4, presidential race polls and predictions. At number 3, climate change controversy. At number 2, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut gas shortages. And at number 1, and I mean huge number 1, Hurricane Sandy destruction. The people that make up our charts here, at number 10, Graham Spanier, Tim Curley, and Gary Schultz tied. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at number 9, Michael Moore at 8, Bill Clinton at 7, Biden and Ryan at 6, Karl Rove and Dick Morris tied at 5, Michael Bloomberg at 4, Chris Christie at 3, Mitt Romney at 2, and Barack Obama at 1. And here we are the week before Election Day 2012.
Finally. And the election is not, you would not have predicted this. You would have predicted that the election would be number 1. I've said it on this program any number of times. Yeah, it'll be the presidential race all the way to the the presidential or the elections, not just the presidential.
Yeah, I would have had a bet on it. I would predict it. But you've asked me many times, and we've talked about this over the years, you know, predicting in this game is a very, very yep. dangerous sport, because the unknown has a way of rearing its unknown head just when you least expect it.
All right. So what do you make in terms of the coverage of Hurricane Sandy and the president and Chris Christie back and forth, Christie praising the president, and some of the reactions? This has become, you know, what you like is to take apart some of these stories and have the sub-stories and the subtext and the various things that can, like a tree, branch off this issue, that issue. So Christie says he's doing his job. Most New Jerseyans think he's great. Barack Obama comes to town, pats him on the shoulder. You look at some of the right-wing blogs, and the things that were said, Michael, are despicable about just the disgraceful, horrible things. And frankly, some radio hosts have been pretty off the mark, whether they get it by just reading some of the things the bloggers have said. But man, this has kind of been its own world, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, vitriolic politics is not my cup of tea, even though perhaps an argument can
But there's be made. An audience for it, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, an argument can be made that it gets ratings and that it gets attention and that it sells and all that. Yeah, I understand that. I don't necessarily think it's the only way to get ratings, and I don't think it's the only way to sell things, but that's the times we live in, and I guess being a trade publication in this industry makes us, to a certain degree, a part of the problem. We do try to be inspirational for more wisdom and productivity. But that being said, I'm glad to see that you have people like Bloomberg and you have people like Christie who break the chains of partisan loyalty and politics to speak their minds when they see a truth that may not fall into line with their team. And it goes both ways. It doesn't have to be Republicans, you know, supporting Democrats. Democrats can support Republicans, too. I like open-mindedness, free thinking, and individualism, and seeking of truth. And that's what we have there. It doesn't necessarily mean that Christie and Bloomberg are correct, but it means that they're seeking their own truth. Then you never know what's behind the scenes. You don't know. You don't know what the relationships between these individuals are, and who stepped on whose toes, and who's angry about something that you know, we don't even know about.
Who's zooming who?
there might be vindictiveness involved, but the poisonous hyperbole, the extremes, the this is the end of the world if this horrible person is elected. That stuff is, you know, you want to roll your eyes.
How many times did you hear from people, if Obama gets elected, I'm moving to Canada?
Yeah, right. You know, or worse, if Obama gets elected, we are all going to be enslaved.
Right.
Yeah, enslaved. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's an interesting word, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be fascist control. Or if Romney becomes elected, the government is going to get out of the business of helping people, and we're all going to, you know, be left in a jungle of Darwinian, you know, survival of the fittest. None of this is true.
Never. Is it? Right. So let's then take apart the presidential race poll predictions that that's number four this week on our countdown. The poll predictions and the conversation on News Talk radio stations about polls themselves, which seems to be much more fervent this year than in past years. And the back and forth, it really gives people cause just for conversation. Okay, it's pleasant conversation or interesting, sometimes compelling, but they aren't right most of the time.
What's not right? The polls?
The polls, yeah.
Well, you know, the polls are snapshots of a given moment in time. And considering, you know, how things change from day to day,
right.
You know, you have to take them for what they're worth. They're just polls. They're just samples.
Well, they're great for conversation. They really are conversation starters in many instances, right?
They make for news. You know what it is? It's cheap news, Doug.
Yeah.
If the media weren't so concerned about horse race thinking and polls and who's winning and what their strategy is, and just talk about what they stand for. And let the people decide. Here's what Romney stands for. Here's what Obama stands for. Here's what your local Senate race is all about. Here's what the mayor running in your city is talking about. And not be so concerned with, you know, who's winning. We might become a more informed electorate and have a better country. This is, in my opinion, to answer your question, cheap news. That's what drives the polls. Cheap media coverage.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Cheap news. I was like, cheap grits.
Yeah, but
Michael,
it's so much easier to run news stories about the latest polls out of Ohio show that Obama is slipping.
Yeah.
As opposed to what these people are proposing, saying they will do, and then holding their feet to the fire, making them stick to their commitments, fact-checking. None of that really goes on. And then when it does go on, the public doesn't seem to listen. You know, I think the people, whatever that means, not all people, but, you know, a large segment of the public, of the population, is as guilty of neglect and laziness as are the media.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed into each other.
Right. Michael Harrison, who's in charge at Talkers.com of the radio industry news. We continue with him, the talk radio industry news, in a moment.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here. And if you're looking for information about what's going on in the world of the news talk radio, the so-called political talk radio stations, left or right, you can go to Talkers.com every day and find out what the latest stories are. New hosts, old hosts. Actually, there hasn't been as much change this year in hosts. Or is that just me, remembering in the past? Do you think because, and I don't want to get too inside here, but as cheerleaders for the format, we know what's going on inside. Cumulus is a company that has bought the old ABC radio stations, and they've got a pretty big group now, and the Clear Channel has. What impact does that have?
I think that if the reason there aren't any new hosts is because they're getting rid of hosts.
Yeah.
More people are losing jobs in the radio industry than are getting jobs. And that is a terrible problem in our business. It's not just hosts and personalities on the radio. Mm-hmm. It's management as well.
Yep.
And some very, very good people have lost their jobs this past year and the year before due to consolidation and budget cutbacks.
What is that? How does that affect what we listen to? How does that affect the average listener to a news talk radio?
Less variety, less top-notch up-and-coming personalities, and less resources to cover events such as the hurricane, and less news, and sometimes technical snafus where the stations don't run as smoothly. It's a problem, and you know, we're supposed to be cheerleading our industry, and here we're saying bad things, but again, we're seeking the truth and trying to tell people what it's about.
Right.
And it's unfortunate, and I hope that the economy improves, and I hope that more fresh blood and fresh money is pumped into our industry by people who love radio, its legacy, its history, and its potential. And then we'll have great radio for years to come. But it comes down to fresh blood and more resources.
All right. Let's talk for just a second about the impact of sports talk radio. Again, the World Series, the NFL, these are items that are in the story categories at talkers.com. It's hard during a week like this to pay attention to some of that. So how do these, how do the people that are hosts of these programs do? I mean, in New Jersey.
Well, first of all, the sports that we mention on this survey is from news talk radio, not from sports talk radio. They talk about sports talk radio and sports talk even during the storms, but they have to refer to the storms. But for the most part, on talk radio, it's been mostly the storms. We have these other subjects there because there's trace amounts of them up there.
Right. Yeah.
But let's face it, it's been mostly the storms.
Yeah. And so how do you make a political, if it wasn't for Chris Christie, Michael Bloomberg, you wouldn't be able to make a political story out of this. You'd have to have people tell their story, which was what I thought was the most compelling part of this in the first place. People, I mean, listening to WOR online, the guy had no phones. He was taking calls on a cell phone and holding the phone up to the microphone.
And you can hear it. It works.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way they used to do talk radio. In the moldy oldie days. That's pretty amazing. All right, well, anyway.
If it works, it works.
That's right. All right. Great insight into what's going on in the world of talk radio. News Talk Radio, The Focus, at the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now, and a focus on the legal side of some of the issues, the stories that are in the talkers' charts for this week, the week ending the 2nd of November. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal authority for the Countdown and Talkers.com, is here as we take apart a couple of these issues, much we have time for. Let's start with number one, the Hurricane Sandy destruction. All kinds of suits. Take us through what the average person would have to do. Let's say they don't have flood insurance, or their insurance company is going to give them a hard time building on the beaches and whatever other, and the scams too. My God, there are all kinds of scams around giving money and supposedly helping people. So this is a pretty broad area, Steve.
Yeah, it's across the board. And, you know, it's one of the things on my blog, scamicide.com. 3 days before the storm, we were warning people about the different scams. They're going to be, for those of us who want to help and donate, they're going to be phony charities that will be contacting you. And an interesting thing to note is, even if you're on the do not call list, legitimate charities can call you there. But you don't want to give to any charity that calls you on the phone or online, because you just don't know if they are a charity. I suggest people go to charitynavigator.org, and you can look up there, find out if the charity is legitimate, and at the same time you can also find out how much of the funds they use for charitable purposes and how much to line their own pockets. And if they are using more than 25% for salaries, forget it. You don't want to give to them. But going across to what you said with people who have insurance, some of the insurance companies, I know this is going to come as a surprise to you, Doug, aren't particularly quick to start handing out money.
No,
really?
Shocking, really?
Yes.
Can't believe that, Steve.
No, I was shocked myself. There's never anything fine in fine print. And when you start reading these contracts and, this wasn't caused by the rain, this was caused by the wind, this wasn't whatever it is. Two things to keep in mind. One is that if a contract is at all vague, the law says, and this is the law in all states, it's to be interpreted against the drafter of the contract. And in these cases, that's the insurance company. So if it can go either way, if it's subject to an interpretation, then it should be interpreted in favor of the homeowner. The other thing is, there are many states that have, I'm in Massachusetts, and we have a statute, Chapter 176, and they have these around the country for unfair insurance settlement practices. If they make you jump through excessive hoops when it really is established that they owe you money and they delay it, they can be held responsible for punitive damages. In Massachusetts, it's triple the amount.
Wow.
So you do need, if they are giving you a hard time, you talk with your local agent. If not, you may want to talk to a lawyer.
All right, so here's a specific example of something something like this. I have on my farm a nice split rail fence, and the neighbor's tree fell down on it. I was told by the insurance man that if it was a live tree, you got nothing to stand on. If it was dead, then, you know, you should be able to get from the guy's insurance, his homeowner's insurance, replacement for the fence. Why does it make a difference whether the tree was live? It wasn't on my property, but it fell on my property and wrecked the fence.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's as a matter of negligence. But let me ask you one question. Did the tree have any branches that may have gone over the property line, hanging over the fence?
Over onto my side?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, then you win, because that tree is encroaching on your property. You own down to the center of the earth, and you own up to the minimum levels of air navigation. So when that tree, even if it's on their property, if a branch, just a branch, goes anywhere over that property line, they are encroaching on your property. That is something that is negligence on their part, and they are responsible.
All right, so what happens if they say prove it now that the tree's fallen down?
You know, I think what you would do is you would see where the tree was located. And if it looks like it's close to your property, it's a pretty fair intimation along with your affidavit that it was encroaching.
It was a foot off of the line.
Oh, then forget it. It absolutely, you've got that one. If that's the case where if they argue with you, you could get the triple damages.
Hmm. All right, so maybe we'll have to have a little conversation with
you. We will talk about this after.
All right, good for you. All right, next. I know there was another angle to this, and that is the unions. There have been non-union crews showing up to help, and the union guys sent them away. They said they couldn't work because they were non-union. How do they get away with that? How does the ratepayer give a rat's banana whether the people that fix the lines are union or non-union, and the union guys throw them out? Can't you sue them for getting in the way of fixing your power?
I wish you could, but it's the kind of thing where, unfortunately, this is an area where the union powers are so misused, and God, what a terrible public relations thing for them to do it. But no, they have collective bargaining agreements that will indicate that only union labor can be used for this. They probably should have in contracts something along the lines of, in certain emergency instances, guess what? The public need comes before the union's need.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, so this is why people don't like unions, duh.
Nope.
All right, the Secretary of Business proposal came out this week. What are the legalities of adding more bureaucracy? This alone would keep me from voting for Obama because it's just more government.
You know, it's such a fine line. On the one hand, you add more bureaucracy, you add, you know, another level of people to deal with a problem, and that can create problems. On the other hand, if you have something truly that is focused on the problem, it can't even be tax, efficient. So it's really hard to say without seeing the exact things, but, you know, what has government ever done efficiently anyway?
Right. Thank you for asking that question, to which there is no answer.
Nope.
Nothing. All right, there it is, an overview, some of the legal aspects of the stories from the Talkers Charts at Talkers.com from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our esteemed attorney here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro EM1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro EM1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro EM1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro EM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Our featured talk radio guest this week is Steve Greeley. He's coming from KNTR, which is the talk of the tri-state, AM 980 and FM 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Bullhead City, Arizona. Steve, in fact, is the owner of the station. I've been dealing with him for a long time as I've been on that radio station. I was trying to remember, actually, when I went on your station first. I don't remember.
I think that you've been on for probably a little bit over 10 years.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's probably right around 1999, 2000, somewhere in there.
Have you found that the public, your public, wants the same sort of thing? They like the stability of what you're doing, or have you changed things around here and there and tried to adapt to some things that some people want that maybe they didn't get for a year or two or at the beginning of your ownership?
It's pretty consistent, Doug. I think that, especially in small markets, I think that the talk radio listeners like the consistency. For example, when G. Gordon Liddy retired, we had G. Gordon on for about as long as we had your show on, and when he retired this past summer, we had to make some changes, and I think people didn't like the fact that they retired, number one, and number two, he was no longer on the radio here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right.
Change is something that they don't really like.
No. Okay, well, that bodes well for the people who have been there for a while then, under the circumstances. Let's get to our talk radio review. First of all, one of the things, as we converse about the top 10 topics, that is from the Talkers Group, the stories, the hot hits that are national, before I pay attention to that with local folks like you, I want to know what the local hot buttons are. So here you are in Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City. Now, for those who don't know, this is an area I'm very familiar with. I've spent a lot of time at Steve's station. This is a kind of neat area because it was in part created out of an image, or at least it's been there for a long time. But then when the London Bridge was bought and put there, what did that do for Lake Havasu City?
Well, put it on the map, Doug. It created quite a bit of excitement in the early 70s. When the bridge was built and completed, McCulloch, who was the founder of Lake Havasu City, he had, of course, a lot of planes that took people from the Midwest and the East Coast out here, showing them what the desert could be with a lake and, you know, a theme as the London Bridge.
Now, let me just interject. McCulloch was the chainsaw guy. For people who remember McCulloch Chainsaw, that's the guy, right?
Correct. And also he dabbled with outboard engines and also gyrocopters.
Yep, right. He's an engine guy. Okay, anyway, I just wanted people to say, I know that name, but why do I know it? So he actually put the town together, started to build it. It was sort of his little domain for a while.
Yes, that's correct. And what we have now is something that I think everybody would agree that's been here for quite some time is nothing he envisioned.
No.
when he put the bridge in, now we're to a population exceeding 50,000 permanent residents.
Yeah, it's a neat. I love to visit there, and I'm not being facetious. I do. I find the whole place. What I got the biggest kick out of, for those who may have seen that movie about piranhas that was around a couple of years ago, I guess they were going to do another one too. That was shot right there. There in the lake around the bridge, right?
That's correct. The original Piranha movie was, yes.
Yeah, right. All right. So that may not be a claim to fame, but at least it brought business to town. Now, Bullhead City is a whole different sort of area because of the gambling and stuff, and where it is on the river, it's a pretty unique reality as well, isn't it?
It sure is. One of the things that happened when Don Laughlin decided to build a casino right on the banks of the Colorado River on the Nevada side, of course, it just spurred tremendous growth. Once again, it was kind of a mirror thing with Havasu gaining its infancy and starting to grow, and then right around the same time, Laughlin took off.
Yeah, and so you have this unique area, lots of business, lots of people are interested, lots of transients, but yet a lot of people now calling it their home, and so that makes for interesting conversation. What's the biggest issue that KNTR listeners on the local programs, the local side of things, seem to be concerned about?
Well, the economy, obviously, is the number one issue. Main streets are what we're all about out here. We don't have any big corporations, so the Main Street communities, the local business people, are the ones that are very concerned about what's going on with the economy and politics. Politics plays an enormous role out in this area. It's tends to be pretty much conservative in a lot of people's way of thinking. However, it's pretty interesting. They had a report in the Mojave Valley Daily News up in Bullhead City that there is an ever-growing amount of independents that have registered recently.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have people coming from other parts of the country, younger folks, families. It was more or less kind of a retirement area in a sense. But now there is a lot of there is a movement, and that means that you got to have schools and infrastructure and all kinds of things. What's the tax rate like in that area?
It's pretty reasonable, I guess, if you compare it to other places. I think it's 7.5%, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the state is trying to pass a referendum that would make a 1 cent tax or 1% tax increase that we had a few years ago permanent, and there's a lot of people opposed to that because that would raise the overall tax structure from the state on down.
All right, so you mentioned that a lot of the people are politically conservative, and you're in Arizona. The battle for the border always is a big deal. You're not that far from the border. What kind of conversation do you have about the ongoing problems of illegals, and how many do you think there are in your area?
Well, in this area specifically, I don't think there's an enormous amount of illegal immigration activity. I think that the business communities have towed the line when things came down. You know, we are infamous for our Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Yes.
And also for the 1070 legislation that went to the Supreme Court. I do believe that, once again, the local business people started doing their due diligence on making sure they weren't hiring illegals and getting people proper documentation. The main focus of the activity crossing the border illegally pretty much every day, I guess, to some extent, happens down in the deep southern part by Nogales and south of Tucson and also right along the borders of Arizona going into California. So I know that that's an ongoing battle down there. And for the most part, you know, we as Arizonians, you know, feel that if the federal government's not going to take care of our border situation and prevent people from breaking our laws every day, then the state should step up and do something. And I think that's pretty much the consensus in the state, at least with the business community.
Right. Steve Greeley is here from KNTR, the talk of the tri-states, AM 980 and 106.7 FM. We're going to get just a moment to the top 10 topics this week and see just kind of what the pulse is in this area of the country. Again, that's what we try to do is we're featuring different radio stations and programs and hosts, people involved in this media, reviewing what's going on around the country. Sometimes can be a little dicey, but sometimes can be kind of fun. So we'll get to that with Steve in just a moment here on the Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Continuing on with the Talk Radio Review, the top 10 topics this week for the week ending the 2nd of November. Here's Steve Greeley from KNTR, the talk of the tri-state in Lake Havasu City and Bullhead City, Arizona. Kind of a neat area. It's sort of a quasi-home for me. I've been there, I've owned land there for a long time, and it's just, it's a different world. And so when one is reflecting on some of these things, we, as you know, Steve, take the pulse by using a lot of the resources that Talkers.com has to follow what people are saying on radio stations like yours all over the country. So it may or may not be the complete sense of what's going on in your neck of the woods, but it's a national sense. And so In the area where it's tropical, pretty pleasant weather most of the time, to even envision what went on with Hurricane Sandy, anybody there relating to that?
Oh, I think so. I think that relating in the way of that we are very concerned, I imagine, as all the country is about the devastation that happened on the East Coast with Hurricane Sandy. We talked about a little bit more about the history of Havasu in this area. It is somewhat of a melting pot. You have a lot of people that came from the East Coast to relocate here, and they do have family and friends, obviously, back in that area that Sandy hit. So it definitely reaches. Once again, we're fortunate with what we deal with out here climate-wise. We tend to get a little annoyed about the heat in the summertime, but to be in the path of something like that and to have that happen is extremely devastating and extremely, you know, concerning to a lot of people out here. You hear reports now of still power being out, and now the long gas lines, and you know, people are not able to travel and get to work and so on and so on. I mean, it's something that you know, is mind-boggling. It really is, but also very concerning.
Mm-hmm. Now, the politics of the area, you said, again, sort of right of center. So when people hear or see these things like Chris Christie sort of tagging Obama and back Obama to Christie, does anybody care about that? I was thinking about Jan Brewer. Actually, one of the first things that came to my mind was Jan Brewer putting her finger on Obama's face. That picture lit up a lot of conversations. But she's a Republican. Christie's a Republican. How'd that go over there?
I don't think it went over as bad as some of the media has portrayed it, and
yeah.
It's a very small part, Doug. I think that Christie handled it exceptionally well. He is the president of the United States. Whether you're going to vote for him or not, he is owed the respect and the dignity of when he comes into an area. He's going to write a check, you know, taxpayer money, of course.
Right, our money, yeah.
He's going to write the check
and
help out, and I do believe that the local states and the local governments are better equipped of handling what they need to take care of, but the federal government needs to come up with the relief money, and I think that's what that was all about from what I saw and heard, and I think that Governor Christie absolutely handled it in a professional manner, and that needs to be done. It's kind of unique in a sense with what we're doing with this political season, because you know, for the most part, people are just tired of it all, and for Christie and Obama too to step up and act like mature adults, that was a nice sign.
That's an interesting reality. Let me go back to some of the local candidates there for a moment. When you're speaking about mature adults, how much of a problem have you had getting people? I mean, the caliber of folks running for Congress seems to have declined. And the mudslinging and all of this stuff, even though there's a way of raising money, but the people that are serving are not what they used to be. And I wonder how much of that gets into the fold in conversation there.
Yeah, it does, Doug. It's one of those things where I think people, on the most part, are frustrated. The average person who has great intentions of helping out their community or their state or whatever form of government doesn't have the wherewithal.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, it's the elitists. It's those that have money some way, somehow, or connected with money. Those are the ones who get into office, it seems like. And the average person is not able to accomplish that, primarily because of the money issue, especially as you go into races starting out at the state level with Senate and House and getting up to Congress, of course. It's just cost so much money, and once again, the average person just
can't relate.
Get that done.
Yeah. All right, final item in the last minute, the sports preferences, because you said there are a lot of people from different parts of the country. What are the obvious sports franchises or interests of people that are in Lake Havasu or Bullhead City?
Well, Diamondbacks are really popular. The Arizona Diamondbacks. We won a World Series, 11 years ago, and they were hoping for another one, obviously. And we have the Arizona Cardinals, 4-0 at the beginning of the season. Now lost their last four games. And the revamped Phoenix Suns, they're a young team. We carry all the professional sports teams on KNTR, so everybody gets a flavor of that. And then, with the NHL lockout, who knows what's going to happen with hockey?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a
who
bad
cares?
Thing. That's a bad thing.
Sorry, that's my pejorative. All right, Steve, good to have you here. Thank you for for your time. Steve Greeley is with KNTR, the talk of the tri-state, AM 980 and 106.7 FM. That is Lake Havasu City, Arizona, Bullhead City, Arizona, a very special area. Steve, thank you again. It's nice to have that profile, that info, and the conversation from that area of the world here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Michael Levine is here on the countdown. He's the founder of Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, actually in Beverly Hills. He ran at the beginning LCOonline.com, and then he decided to expand and has the daily LBN eLert, which you should check out online as well. Lots of great news and information about all kinds of things in our world. The Talk Radio Countdown chart for this week, Michael, October 29th to the 2nd of November, featuring nothing more or nothing less than hurricane, 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 hurricane. So one wonders, you're a major PR influence. You got a client or two or three or four in New York who I noted in one of your blogs you were worried about your apartment in New York, and probably a lot of people were as well. But in terms of the image that New York has, the news media does a great job of destroying all kinds of reality, including Times Square. I'm watching this woman who's doing a stand-up from Times Square. There isn't one soul, not a car, and the lights are all out. And so how does the Merchants Association Times Square come back from that?
Well, you know, you're talking about a subject I know a lot about because I was born in New York. I have an apartment in New York. I know New York pretty well. And, you know, I think that Mayor Bloomberg has done a very, very good job under the most trying circumstances imaginable. You know, I know I've been talking to people in New York. It's pretty rough over there. On the other hand, it's going to take some time. And not hours, days, or weeks, months, for this to fully resolve. And but I do believe that they've done a very good job. Governor Christie in New Jersey, Mayor Bloomberg in New York, they look very activist. They were well prepared. But I think my inside sources tell me that even the mayor's office was shocked at how intense and how debilitating the storm was. I think they're on the right path. It's going to take a good deal of time.
They've appeared very activist, and they've got to keep getting out the good news because these images are going to last in people's minds a long time.
All right, to wit, the LBN alert, which is Levine breaking news. That's the LBN alert. You have blogs there, chats that are going on. What sort of back and forth have you witnessed with your bloggers who
well,
are...
We just did the most interesting thing I think we've done in this entire election. We asked our entire readership of almost 500,000 people what letter grade would they give the President of the United States overall. Overall, not one or particular topic or domestic or just overall. And we had over 5,000 people. Now, this is a non-scientific poll, obviously, but 5,000 people in all 50 states vote. And the average grade for the President of the United States was C minus, which, of course, is a polite D plus. And by the way, many, many, many Democrats voted, and many Democrats said that they had been disappointed in the president's performance. People who had voted for him, people who are going to continue to vote for him. So it was not good. It was not good. And we'll see how this election plays out. But that from the blogosphere, including people who voted for him, it was quite sobering.
Yeah. Well, it has to be. All of these things add up as a cumulative thing, and you wonder at the end of the day, somebody said that Christie's announcement or the praise for the president was the October surprise. Listen to all of this nonsense from some of these news people. Doesn't that actually, when you get down to PR, you have to influence news people as well as others in order to get the story straight, don't you?
You sure do. You sure do.
How do you do that? How does somebody like you...
You better be nice to the postman.
How does somebody like you... Just give us a little insight into how a PR mogul like you gets to people, we have about a minute here, who are writing stories about maybe one of your clients.
You create messages that are compelling and interesting to the people who are delivering those messages, namely the radio, television, newspaper, magazine, and internet. And you got to find out a way to create compelling messages. That's what our company does, and I think we do a good damn good job of it.
Well, it is. It's an image. It's a picture, maybe a video. It could be a word, even.
Right.
It is. It's just something like you heard.
You've got to connect it to the news.
Osama's dead and General Motors alive. That was something that worked for a while.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't work with people who are out of work.
No,
right?
That's for sure.
Tell people who don't have a job that Bin Laden's dead and General Motors is alive, and they say, that's great, but what about me?
Yeah. Michael Levine. One of the most prominent media experts in the country here every week from lconline.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Levine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.